We share a word now, Psalm 150, and read to us from a number of people.
Today we read Psalm 150 from the New International Version. Praise the Lord.
Praise God in his sanctuary.
Praise him in his mighty heavens.
Praise him for his acts of power.
Praise him for his surpassing greatness.
Praise him with the sounding of the trumpet.
Praise him with the harp and lyre.
Praise him with the timbrel and dancing.
Praise him with the strings and pipe.
Praise him with the clash of cymbals.
Praise him with resounding cymbals.
Let everything that has breath praise the Lord.
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 Amen, and may God add his blessing to this reading of his word, and to him be all glory, honour and praise.
So thank you to all our guest readers to those who put all that together. Let's just have a moment of reflection on this psalm. Psalm 1 opens the book of Psalms, but it's been a call to the joy and the blessing, the happiness of the one who follows God. And as we get to the conclusion of the book, so Psalm 150 is a call to praise God, hallelujah, or hallelujah. And actually, the word hallelujah is actually from the Hebrew. The first part, hell, is to praise, to eulogize, to exclaim. And a wee extension of that word is to be praiseworthy, to be praised. But the yah part of the word is God. So to praise God. And so the hallelujah psalms are all about praising God. Where is God to be praised? Wherever his creation is. Why is God to be praised? For his greatness. And that's just what the psalm says, for all that he has done. How is God to be praised? We need to make a noise of some sort, a song. We need to be sacramental. It involves us doing something to praise God. And who is it that praises God? All that has breath, all that has life. Breath is a symbol of life. We see that in Genesis 2, verse 7. God breathes life into man at creation. And so all who have breath praise God. And it's something that we need to do. It's something that we should be doing ourselves. It's part of who we are and who we were made to do, to glorify God and to enjoy him forever. And I want you, just for a moment, to invite you to make that joyful noise to the Lord and praise him. Psalm 98 also speaks about making a loud noise, make a joyful noise to the Lord. And if you've got in your bags, your goodie bags, a wee instrument, I'm going to invite you to dig that out now. And then let's make a noise to the Lord. We'll not all hear it unless we unmute ourselves first. Who wants to unmute and make a noise? I know this is going to be loud. There we go. Let's go. Let's make a noise to the Lord.
That was good.
Praise God. And they worship him.
Lord, it's okay.
Thank you, Lord, for this victory. Let's worship.